This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hello and welcome back to Betch Slapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Samantha.
And we have a very special guest here today. We have Emily Warren, who has written and performed for the Chainsmokers, Sean Paul, Sean Mendes, a lot of other Seans, I'm sure.
My fave. Love Seans.
The Seans are the best to work with in the musical industry, yeah, right?
That's what they say.
Well, we were just talking about
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, not Superwoman. Wonder Woman.
Jordana gets her superheroes confused.
I do.
Yeah.
I was never like a Marvel comic person, so I saw the last one I think was the
Dark Knight,
the Tobey Maguire one, Spider-Man. When he's Spider-Man. I think that was like 15 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, that's wow.
I really just like Batman and Batman, like, all that so series. Good. Yeah, but I'm after you just. First of all, tell us a little bit about Wonder Woman, and I'll tell you all about my plans to see it later.
I saw Wonder Woman last night, which I was just going to because a couple of my friends were going, and I was mind blown. It was, first of all, a female superhero, but so well done and not heavy-handed and just like an amazing commentary on feminism and the world and war. And there was all these situations in which she'd like be going into a building or something and the guys would be like, no, you can't go in there, and she'd be like, you can't tell me what to do, and then she'd go in and destroy everyone and just great. Crush them every time. It's so satisfying, but it's genius. And it was a woman director, which is okay. The first time DC Comics has done that, apparently.
Wow,
it's just genius. It's so good.
I feel like they don't have a ton of like female characters. There's like Catwoman,
right? Yeah, it's always like the love interest of the hero.
That's why it's so cool. And
does she have a love interest?
I don't want to give anything
away. Don't tell me. She definitely does.
Have you seen that Netflix show with the female like hero? What's her name?
Jessica Jones.
Yeah, she's also like sort of depressed.
I haven't seen that.
I think all superheroes are depressed. It's like kind of a requirement.
It's like superheroes and comedians.
Yeah,
are all
all a little bit depressed, like you can't really do it unless you're you have that
clown.
You know, and if you start taking like Prozac, you're probably like no longer,
you lose your power.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna go see Wonder Woman like literally like tonight in the reclining chairs.
Get it right on 84th Street.
You were talking about like how you're kind of a loser because you're gonna go by yourself.
Yeah, I love doing things by myself.
That's
it's
amazing.
So
no.
Fun.
No,
like one of my favorite activities.
What if someone sees you?
Then I'm like super empowered because I'm owning the fact that I'm there by myself.
Oh, so you're not like, oh, just waiting for my friend.
No, they will know. There will be no friend that comes.
And then you're like, hi, Nathan.
Yeah.
Petting the chair.
No, I don't even pretend like I'm here. But I also like, I'll go to like a sushi bar alone at Momoya.
Oh, I love that you're naming all the Upper West Side spots.
Yeah, because I live like on 80th Street.
I grew up here.
Wow, that's crazy. Where do you live? Or 80. You probably don't want to say it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no one
in the
knows.
80s.
Uptown.
No, who knows what city we're in?
Uptown, downtown, uptown. Where is the line between uptown and downtown?
Good question.
Like, I think there's like an area in the middle section. Called Midtown.
Yeah, but like what part of below, I don't know.
I feel like below 20, like.
That's so low. It's definitely like before 40 something is like downtown.
No.
42nd is like the heart of Midtown, no?
Yeah, I feel like maybe below like 30th Street is downtown.
It's everywhere they took the electricity away from in Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, then uptown is like, it's probably like 57th, 59th.
True.
And then
Columbus Circle and up.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess the moral of the story is maybe last time I went to a movie by myself, I went to see Lincoln.
That's
just
heavy.
Like 4 hours alone. I was just like drained. It was like very weird. I felt uncomfortable. Really, maybe it was the movie,
but
that's why
yeah,
I felt
but, like,
uncomfortable.
The movie is the best place to go without like anyone else, because it's not like you talk to them anyway.
True.
And like you also like no one sees you because you're all watching the movie and
true.
It's dark.
Yeah, it's like not an interactive experience.
Yeah. I also live in a remote area, quote unquote, so no one I know would be
remote.
Here. Yeah.
Did you ever? We're in the sticks here. There's no cell service.
Yeah, uptown.
Bring your passport.
Above 57th Street.
Have you ever seen Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so do you remember there's one scene where he goes to the movies with his friend and he like won't sit next to him because he's like, if we were watching this like at like in my house, like on my couch, like you wouldn't be sitting directly next to me. You'd be sitting like on the other side of the couch.
So insane that he could even come up with that.
Which is funny. It's just like very true.
It's always true. It's always annoying, but ultimately true.
That's true. Unless you're sitting next to like a talker who's just gonna talk to you the whole time.
I'm a talker.
Oh yeah, that's why you go alone.
Yeah,
yeah. You're a talker. You also like text the entire time on your phone. I think the last. I really don't think I've seen a movie with you since like Black Swan, and it was your second time seeing it, and you were texting the whole way through it. And I was like, I don't understand why you're here.
It's not by choice. It's just that no one will go to the movies with you.
No, people. No,
it's not a choice.
Yeah, it's not a choice. I honestly never even go to the movies anymore.
I like how you just twisted that to make it like an empowering thing.
No.
Everyone's like, no, you're going to text the whole time. No way.
Honestly, I haven't been. I never even go to the movies anymore. I usually just like watch, buy the movie on iTunes, which is like the same price as a movie ticket. And then I watch it on my couch with like whatever I want from Seamless, which you can't get at the movie theater.
Someone was just saying that because they're doing all these things now to make you want to go to the movies, that they're doing like, there's a 4D theater in Battery Park, and apparently if you go see Wonder Woman there, like she walks through a flower field and the smell of flowers comes at you, and then when she shoots when bullets come at you, wind comes at you.
Wow.
VR.
So it's like full interactive.
I don't think that's VR.
It is VR. It's virtual reality, isn't it? You can like smell and like see shit.
Is that what VR is?
No. I don't know. No, I'm not a tech person. Leave me alone.
No.
Not a scientist.
Virtual reality is like when you have a thing in your, like it's a screen.
Yeah.
It's all, that's 3D. That's not even 3D. It's
the
2D. Things
that, I wonder what else they're going to start doing to get people to go to the movies. Like what would they have to do to get you to a theater?
Movies are going to be like Broadway shows, like huge productions and a thing of the past.
The actor has to actually come out in all the theaters.
Right. It'll just basically be very different, I think. But yeah, I'm totally going to see Wonder Woman alone.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to text the whole time. Fine, maybe.
I feel like we should talk about music since we have someone in the music industry with us.
Yeah. What's it like working with the Chainsmokers?
It's the best.
Really?
The best. Yeah. I'm just finishing tour with them now.
Oh, that's really fun.
The last week of tour. They're the best, and it's fun because it's tour. Is this my
first? What's it like being on tour?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Is there a bus?
Yeah.
There's a real bus.
There's like 9 buses and 13 trucks. The production's crazy. And the stage is like nuts with fire and lights and moving parts. And
I always thought that tour, I guess like this is the first time I'm really realizing that like the buses on a tour actually have a real purpose.
Yeah.
I always kind of just thought.
It just moves.
Do you have like a room on the bus? Like
Our bus is, Drew has a room in the back, and then there's 5 bunk beds, 3 on one side, 2 on the other. So it's really like,
so you're in a bunk bed.
Yeah.
So tour is not luxurious.
I think it's, well, yes and no. Parts of it are, like, whenever I get to my dressing room, my wardrobe that has all my outfits and shoes is already, like, open and in my dressing room.
Oh,
and we drive overnight, so,
wow.
Like, I wake up on the bus and walk into the venue and my stuff's already set up. That's luxury.
Does everyone use a bus, or do some people, fly?
Everyone uses a bus because we drive while we're sleeping. The bus drivers sleep all day and then wake up and drive us to the next city while we sleep.
Wow. How come people use buses and not planes?
Because it's actually so much nicer being on a bus because all your stuff is there. You don't have to like pack and go through security and everything shows. And it's usually like a 5-6 hour drive. So it's just like
chill.
Yeah.
It's like a road trip.
Wow.
It's,
I would love
so
to go
fun.
On
That's
tour.
So cool.
I'm depressed that it's ending. It's so fun.
Well, you'll go on another one, I'm sure.
Is it like Almost Famous?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna use the most generic references to any sort of
it's
musically
just like
related
that.
Thing.
That's so fun.
I wish
we could go on tour.
What?
We should go on a book tour.
But like, I feel like
that wouldn't be as fun.
No one's gonna come. It's gonna be so.
We're
gonna be like, show up in our bus. Like, it's gonna, we're like, we're here. We're like, no one's here.
It wouldn't be as fun as their tour. I don't think.
Do
people like jump all over you? Like, do you have groupies?
It's funny because for me, like, they don't really know what I look like before the show, but then they're like, "And Emily Warren." I come out and I wave, and then at the end of the show, everyone's like, "Emily!"
Oh my!
And I'm still.
You're like,
I'm starstruck by them being starstruck. Yeah,
right.
So they want a picture, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's nuts.
What do you think is like going to be the song of the summer? Or no way to tell yet.
And just in general?
Yeah.
What was it last summer? What do you think?
Sorry, I'm asking you 3 questions at once. Like, what was the song last summer? And then I'm trying to think, like, what?
Oh.
I feel like Drake.
That one dance song was really big.
Was that the whole summer, though? I feel like that was, like, there was something else. Like Justin Timberlake something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
That was pretty big.
So I'm sorry, I interrupted your answer. Yeah. What do you think the song of this summer is going
to
be?
If I could choose, it would be the song Breathe by Astrid S. I can't stop listening to it. I'm obsessed. Have you guys heard that song?
I feel like I have, and I just don't know what it's called. Has it been, is it on like the Spotify, like
it's on Spotify.
Summer hits playlist?
Yeah, probably.
Because that's like pretty much what my music
That's how you're gauging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is I it feel on like the you're like a good, as much as you don't have like true opinions about music and like I feel like you're a good DJ.
I'm a good DJ because I'm like, what will appeal to like the least common denominator?
You should be a DJ and then you guys can go on tour.
Oh, cool. That's how easy. All we have to do is like press a button.
I could be a DJ.
Yeah.
You could do the backup vocals.
The market's wide open like for girl DJs.
Are they? Is that like a new big thing?
I mean, do you know any girl DJs?
Do you DJ at all?
Hannah Bronfman. No.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
True. She's killing it. Yeah.
Do you DJ?
No. I mean, like, just my friends on the bus.
Right. Not like.
Okay.
But not
professionally.
Let's try to be DJs. Because we have nothing else to do.
What is DJing? You have to, like, edit shit, right?
Cut just the songs like, together.
I think it is pretty easy, you know.
What do you use? What software do you use?
Serato.
Serato? Spell that.
Serato.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to get into
All you
this
have to
as a
do
hobby.
Is. You have the two songs. That's why they have headphones and they push them off their ears because one song's playing in this ear and one's in this ear. And you just have to, on Serato, you can set the tempo so that they smoothly go into the next song and then...
That's so cool.
Boom, you're
I'm totally
DJ.
Gonna do that.
Okay. So question.
It'll be a really fun thing for me.
I've actually always wondered this, and since you work with DJs, I think you're probably a good person to ask. So like at these shows or these concerts that you go to, I've actually been to like two or three Chainsmokers.
She's shadily a groupie
by accident. I went in Mykonos in Greece.
Sick.
Which was really fun. And then I was in Vegas and they were like playing at one of the pool parties, and that was also really cool. But I always wonder, like, once you're at the actual like, what do they do, like, when in the performance part of it?
They stay on there. The tour, or when they're DJing, when you've seen them, you mean?
Is that different?
Yeah, the tour is different than their DJ thing.
Okay.
But DJing, they actually are DJing.
Like, so they're doing it in the moment.
Yeah.
It's not, like, pre-recorded.
I mean, I think some people probably don't, but I know that Drew and Alex do.
Oh, so it's sort of, like, hard.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, you have to
define hard.
No, like what if you mess up and it sounds bad?
Yeah, that's...
People probably don't notice.
It's funny, actually, because when we were doing rehearsals for this tour, Drew was saying, like, the whole show is super tight in terms of, like, lighting and timing and everything. And he was like, we need room for human error just because the show is going to look like we just press play if it's everything's too perfect. So it's kind of important to have... mistakes and stuff like that so it looks real.
That's like I like that.
So what do you just use your computer, like what do you use to press on?
You could do it on your computer.
Just
I mean, but also if you're being a DJ,
can I get like a can I get like one of those cool things?
You're putting the idea of being a DJ into her head, like she's gonna start an Instagram tomorrow.
I love this. I'm encouraging you.
Could I get one of those things at Apple, like those pads? Sorry. Wait, that would be... Wait, those look like really fun. I've always wanted a
like
use for
this
one
This is
of those.
A special moment for you.
Oh my gosh, Jordana. I'm going to be a DJ.
Last summer it was a fashion blogger. This summer it's a DJ.
I was never a fashion blogger.
You were like, there was like 5 minutes where you wanted to start a fashion blogger.
No, I wanted to be a fake influencer.
As much as her outfit will not exactly give off that
just
vibe.
FYI, I'm wearing a sweatshirt and Spanx.
They're camo though, so wear
leggings.
Your legs.
And, and a rain jacket.
Yeah, and a rain jacket on top of it. I look so fabulous.
Put it on the
blog. No, I didn't want to be a fashion blogger. I wanted to be an influencer. I was kidding. Because I'm already an influencer.
I get it. It's an influencer joke.
Yeah.
So who's been like your favorite artist to work with? Is it them? Do you have to say them?
I don't have to. They're definitely... How could I not say them though? Because then they also brought me on tour. No one ever does that. So
they could be like...
So just for that reason, they're pretty high up there. I get it.
Yeah, I would probably say like the same about the people who brought me on tour. I will say the same, in fact, when I'm a DJ.
Is there anything you like can't do if you're a singer? Can you like not like smoke or like drink?
You're
or...
not supposed to do a lot of things, but...
Like what?
You do it. You can do it anyway.
You're not supposed to have... Like, before you sing, you're not supposed to have anything with acid in it or any caffeine or any alcohol. But, like...
For how
long?
Okay,
like, I'm sure, like, Jimi Hendrix and, like, Janis Joplin, like, all worried about the things you shouldn't do when you're a singer.
It's so funny because I did this show once downtown, and it was, like, all these theater singers were in the show. It was just, like, one night singing, and we were backstage, and they were all, like, doing these warm-ups and drinking tea, and I was, like, sipping on whiskey, and they were all looking at me, and I was like, oh, my God.
That's really funny.
But you gotta live your life.
Right, it's a different type of singer.
Exactly.
I think if you can do both, you should do both.
Yeah, I try to do both.
Well, it's, like, I think it's a different sound you're looking for. Like, when you're, like, going to, like, a Broadway show, it all sounds, like, sort of perfect. But when you, like, go to a concert, like, of a, like, a singer or in bands or whatever, like, it's never, like, this nice, beautiful sound.
It's, like, better if it's, like, Amy Winehouse's voice was amazing.
And, right, like, it's, like, unique.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that. You guys seen that documentary on her?
Oh, no,
yeah.
I want to watch that.
So, was so
it?
Good.
Great.
Which, watch what's that it after.
Yeah, after I go see Once Her
Own. Yeah, I forgot what, you might change your mind about being a DJ singer.
It's called Amy.
Yeah.
What's it on?
So good.
HBO?
I don't remember. I think I saw it on a plane, but, like, I'm sure you can get it.
It's really, really sad. Available.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. I'll
She's so talented. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Should we do a Dear Betch?
We should do a Dear Betch. Okay. Do you want to read it?
Sure. I'll read it.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay. Dear Betches. Thanks for making my morning commute entertaining with your hilarious and badass podcast. It's so fun to write these intros by myself and then read them. Just kidding. No. I've been an avid reader of your site since day one. I'm really loving you in audio format. I hope this is not too long for Dear Batch because I really need your help ASAP. I'm having a small issue with my current roommate. I kind of want to ask her to move out, but I also don't want to be rude because she hasn't really done anything wrong. She's just a dud. Let me give you some background. My best friend and I found a beautiful and inexpensive apartment in LA last August. Quite the feat. It is a large 3-bedroom apartment, so when we signed the 1-year lease, we signed with our GBFF, which stands for, like, gay best friend, who only planned to stay until December. We knew we had to find another roommate by then to keep the cost down and our bachelorette pad dreams alive. One of my sorority sisters loved the place, and she's super funny and cool and would fit in with my best friend and I perfectly. But at the time, it didn't work out for her to move in, so we filled the spot with a girl we both know from college. She's super quiet, very much keeps to herself, and never hangs out with us. It becomes awkward when we have people over that she also knows, but she won't come out of her room. I have nothing against her. She just fucking sucks. It's almost time to renew our lease, and the original person we wanted, my sorority sister, is now fully prepared to move in and really wants to. We want whoever signs to be in it for the next year so we don't have to panic about filling the spot again. The problem is we don't want it to be our current roommate, but we never told her she could only stay until the end of the current lease. Am I a complete bitch if I kick this girl out, or is there a way to ask her to leave without being a total asshole? I don't want to be rude, but I also want my living arrangements for the next year to be as enjoyable as possible. Sincerely, West Coast Betch.
I feel so strongly about this.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta
take this one. Let's hear
it. You gotta kick her out.
How do you do that in a way that's not like, you gotta leave?
I think if it's like this person that's not really your friend, then you gotta be like, our friend that we're really close with is gonna move in now.
Yeah, I think
the honest approach, so, I love it.
Okay, I think that, like, most likely this girl probably doesn't like living with them either. So they should probably be like, so, like, you can stay, but, like, we have a third person, like, our friend so-and-so really wants to
move in. They don't really
want to
give her the option can.
Make it, like, an empty gesture, you can stay.
But what, like, if she's like, okay, I think I'm going to stay, actually.
Okay,
like,
well, then, like,
I don't want to move.
No, then you can't.
Pressure her a little bit.
Right, that's why you can't really give the option. It's, like, too dangerous to be, like, if you want to stay, you can stay.
No, well, you could ask.
Right, they might be like, oh, people hate moving.
Well, you could say, would you mind moving out?
No.
What if you...
And then also, you can't wait any longer. You have to do it now, because the longer you wait, the more terrible it's going to be.
Right, because you didn't give her time.
I love
this. We got to give you warning, but, like, our friend that we were originally going to move in with is ready to move in now, and I'm sorry this sucks, but...
You sound like you're really good at being honest, I find that.
You have to be honest, because everything else is bullshit.
No, wow. That's a great answer to all of our dear wretches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find confrontation just, like, so terrifying. Right.
Like, you're not bitchy to do that. Like, it's kind of
it's
rude.
It's definitely bitchy.
But like,
also,
you have to accept, do you want to be a bitch for, like, a little bit and then get what you want?
Another year with this person you don't like living with.
And it's not like she's, like, obsessed with living with you. She probably isn't that happy either. And, like, You should.
She's just gonna be silent in her own room. She could do that somewhere else.
Yeah, you just have to capitalize on that. But yeah, I wouldn't want to. Maybe get your friend to do it. To do this,
get the sorority sister to come in and be like, "This is my room now." If she wants it so bad, she's gonna have to get it herself.
She's just gonna squat.
Just move her shit out while she's like at the gym.
Yeah, that's the happens. Best. Like, way we're here to help.
Yeah. How would you say? Would you just be like, so like our friend that we like more is moving in,
like,
and you are moving out?
I think just realness.
And for that reason, you're out.
Yeah.
Like, we committed this place to this friend, but she wasn't able to do it then, and so it's been really nice having you for the year. But just want to give you fair warning. You got to go.
Okay.
Right. It sounds like great and like easy.
Yeah.
And, like, if only people could be that direct, it's great.
Yeah. Maybe we learned a lesson from our own dear batch.
So not worth like living, especially your living situation. That's got to be right. That's where you live.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know? I'm big on living in the right place.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, and I guess people really appreciate just like straight up honesty more than they do like you like kind of She'll pandering around lying. The situation about being like, oh, well, like we have someone. She like, do you want to live here? Do you not just to say like we have someone else who like we would like to live in your room.
Right. And again, it's not like this is a close friend that you're like you're not really friends.
Yeah.
Anyway,
she doesn't speak to you.
Have you ever kicked a roommate out?
No, but actually one of my friends is dealing with the exact same thing right now. They're trying to figure it out. And I said the same thing.
Did they take your advice?
Not yet. This was like 3 days ago.
All right.
But
well, they should hurry up. That's why you told me.
Yeah, do it now. Pause the podcast.
Yeah. When are you going to leave him? Have you watched Big Little Lies?
No, but I need to.
When are you going to leave him, Celeste? Remind me of that.
Like, is that what the therapist said?
She's like, when are you going to leave him, Celeste? That's like always in the previews. And then she's like, get out now. I'm like, relax. Let's just like take a minute.
That's another approach.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think.
Or you could just send her the clip from Big Little Lies.
Send them this podcast. You got three people behind you now.
Yeah.
Three very important.
I'm on board. I feel
people.
Empowered to go tell all the people that I want to leave.
Right.
I'm going to do that in the office
from
tomorrow.
Wherever.
Yeah. Great. No, Jordana's horrible at firing people. You should hear her try.
Oh, I'm terrible.
She's like.
I'm like. I actually am. So me and someone else in our office had to like fire a writer. And we had her on the phone. And we were like. We're only keeping a certain amount of writers on. And like I was. And then I just like froze for 30 seconds and like no one said anything. And then the other girl, she was like, and so we're going to have to let you go.
And it was like on speakerphone in the office.
Oh my God.
We couldn't get a room. It was pretty bad. I've gotten better since then.
Right. Who have you fired since then?
Someone else. I don't know. Leave me alone.
You're attacking me.
She just like can't do it. Like it's so funny. Whatever.
I'd imagine that'd be a hard thing to do.
I'm going
to
have you do it from now on.
Yeah, down.
You
call
seem
me
really
up,
right? good at it. Yeah, right. Yeah, we'll just like conference you in. You'll be our like hitman.
Yeah.
They had that movie about that, right? With what's her name? Anna Kendrick. Up in the air.
Yeah, I love
She's like
that.
A professional firer.
Or she's not good at firing. And George Clooney takes her under his wing to make her good at it.
No pun intended.
Sure.
That's an insane premise.
Yeah. But it was a good movie.
Really?
Yeah. I really like that. Okay, should we do another one? Now that we know what we're going to do with this one?
Yeah, let's do another one. Okay, so we have a listener who gave us a would you rather question. She said, would you rather constantly have to pee or randomly pee in your pants once a week and you have no control over when it happens?
Oh.
Or you just have to pee like all day?
I guess once a week.
But you have no control. It could be when you're the worst moment. When you're
you
performing
have no idea
with
when
chain
it's coming.
Smokers.
That would be
no
bad.
Clue.
How's peeing on a bus like constantly? Is that tough?
It's pretty tough. It's just like the bus is rocking around. You got to find balance.
Right. No one has their own bathroom. It's a bus.
Oh, we're sharing.
Right. That's tough.
But imagine always having to pee always.
I guess
I'd rather
than
like having a UTI.
But then you've had a UTI.
No, it's
I
like
haven't.
That's what having a UTI is like. It is fucking terrible. It's like literally the worst.
These
thing.
Both go to pee like, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
these both
like,
seem like
that's
horrible
what hell
options,
is.
Though. It could be.
Yeah, I think I'd just like buy some cheap underwear and just like once a week I'll just.
Yeah, but what if you pee in front of like the worst, most embarrassing moment?
You'd have to be had a choice to either pee my pants once a week
what
or always have to pee.
What if you couldn't explain it and just happens? You do not have the power to explain why this happens to you.
It That's always part of the hypothetical, because like if you can explain it, then it's like, oh, there was this hypothetical and now I have to be like,
yeah. I might choose having to pee constantly because maybe you'd get used to it.
Have you ever had a UTI?
No.
Then that's why you're choosing that.
Yeah, you don't, you don't understand.
You don't know.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
If you had one, you would not choose it. Okay. But that's a pretty good one.
It would be once.
That is a good one.
So you'd have to pee once in a week.
Thank you, Megan Wilbrin, for giving us that suggestion.
Thanks, yeah. Megan. That was a good one.
Okay. So last week we talked about how guys are obsessed with The Rock, and we don't really understand why. like, girls don't really care about him, but guys are obsessed with him. So we have a Shoot, Fuck, Marry with him in mind. It's kind of a random one, but I like threw it together.
Yeah.
So we have The Rock, Zac Efron, and Alec Baldwin.
Zac, I love.
Yeah. I would probably marry Alec Baldwin.
He's the marrying type. I love him.
Yeah, exactly. Really? Fuck Zac Efron and shoot The Rock.
I'm going to have to go with an 100% agree.
Yeah, I love Alec Baldwin. Like, love, love, love.
Actually, maybe I'd switch Zac and Alec.
You'd marry Zac Efron. He seems like a
He is so hot.
He is.
He's really hot.
But it's still Alec Baldwin's, like, yeah, he's marriageable. Like,
no, he lives right over here.
Yeah, but he's...
Alec Baldwin?
Yeah, he lives in,
I thought he lives downtown.
He lives in, like,
Central Park West.
Really? Oh, I thought he lives in...
I always see his wife in, like...
The West Village.
Yeah, I always... No, not West Village. I always see her in, like, Union Square.
Yeah, yeah, like, near NYU. Yeah.
I feel like when I was growing up, he was always on, like, Central Park.
Oh, they might have moved down there.
I think they moved once they had...
Yeah, they're always at Grey Dog.
But I mean, I like Alec Baldwin. I think he's like a cool guy and like funny, but like he's a little bit of an anger problem.
Mm-hmm. True. Maybe I wouldn't want to marry though.
I might have to shoot him and like marry The Rock.
Right. People do like The Rock.
The Rock would be like so annoying. You'd be like walking down the street and all these guys would be like, oh my God, it's The Rock. And like,
you're right. Like, ugh, not again.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Guys just love The Rock.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I'm never going to get it. And like Zac Efron is so
maybe,
cute.
Although maybe I get it if I
but whatever.
Paid more attention to The Rock and the things that he says and does. Maybe I would like him that much too.
We should give him a chance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All we are saying is give The Rock a chance.
I still like it's a phenomenon. He's running for president or something?
No. Right? Well, I mean, maybe we shouldn't
anyone
say that.
Give him a chance.
Yeah.
Right. We're both no.
Fast forward 8 years. President Rock.
President The Rock.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be so funny. Wow. Wow.
That's how it starts.
I mean, it seems like maybe he'd be better.
Yeah. The floodgates are open. Anyone can run.
Yeah.
Kanye.
You could run. Is Kanye like really running though?
That's what he's saying. I wouldn't be surprised.
He could win. I think he could win.
100%.
Yeah.
Wow, this is so scary. Okay.
This took a dark turn.
Yeah, seriously.
It's got very apocalyptic. Well, it's coming full circle. We had like apocalyptic Superwoman, Wonder Woman, and now
well, you know where you could hear more about the approaching apocalypse? In The Betches Sup. It's our newsletter. It's our thrice weekly newsletter email.
Yeah, so you can get all the news updates.
You're talking about the apocalypse?
We just talk about the news, which is pretty much like the apocalypse. So it's like all the news and like less birthdays.
Yes. And if you have a game suggestion or you would like some advice, email us at slapped@betches.com. That's slapped@betches.com. And we will answer your question if it's not too short or too long is the appropriate length. Or you have a good suggestion that is for a game that is not stupid. Have you seen Keepers?
No.
Okay, you should watch it.
It's really good. That?
It's on Netflix. It's like a crime documentary.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Did you watch like that one with Stephen Avery? What was his name?
Avery. Making a Murder.
Yeah.
I only watched
this. Is better. This was better.
It's more feminist.
Yeah. It's about a nun who got murdered, but it really is about like molestation in the Catholic Church because like what isn't, you know?
True.
It's like that seems to be their brand.
I love these like murder mystery things.
Yeah, you'll like this. It's good.
Have you heard of S Town? The podcast?
No.
Oh, it's like the new Serial.
Same people as Serial, but it's way better.
Really?
It's insane. Yeah.
Okay. So now I need to like go see Wonder Woman, live a lot to S-Town, and become a DJ.
All in one night.
How am I going to do
it? By tomorrow.
Well, I have like a few more hours. Like it's only six.
What would your DJ name be?
Oh my gosh. We should think DJ Tuna.
You're so ready with that.
That is a sexy name. That is a sexy name.
Yeah, it's got appeal.
I can see the groupies just gathering for you already.
Tuna!
Get out of here, Tuna.
It's because in The Office, there's like a joke that I'm Big Tuna because like
you've seen The Office,
I eat salmon a lot.
You know how Jim is really Big Tuna.
Yeah.
So we call her tuna because she gets like tuna sashimi.
No, I don't. She I got it one salmon time. Salmon sashimi. Whatever. I got tuna
one time. One time
because there was no salmon.
It's the betchy version of The Office's Big Tuna.
But really, I'm Michael Scott and she's Jim in our Office characters.
Yeah.
So maybe I should be DJ Michael Scott. With like a dollar sign S.
Mm. Yeah. I feel like he made like a rap video in the
right. Show. This is why yeah. This is perfect for me.
Okay. I think that we're out of time, but this was so much fun. Yeah. I feel like.
Yeah. Please email us at slapped@betches.com with any feedback or.
And you were such a good guest. Thank you so much for coming on. We learned so much about the music industry. And we're going to thank you for starting Sammy's DJ career.
I can't wait. I'm going to come see you in Vegas.
Oh my gosh. Front row. It's going to be so exciting. You should be the only person there.
All right. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.